Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Islam is the guide to light up our life all the way to Jannah. With the help of the Prophet as our guide. Adam, now Ibrahim, Sulaiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Gentle and kind, faithful to one, were the prophets of Allah. They were brought down to show us the right way.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah! La 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 la.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Noman.
Noman. I like your name, Noman.
I like your name as well.
What's the name of your story?
The Tree.
Okay, Noman, go ahead.
My name is Tree. Although you may just call me Tree, I have many names, types, and brothers and sisters. I, together with many others, have been around for a very long time, and we all have been created for the benefit of mankind. And Allah has created everything for a purpose. At the same time, the use of sand would be incomplete without water, just as the use of anything else would be incomplete without another. Everything such as the sand, the stones, the water, and all other things have a deep relationship with each other. Without all of us together, the life of man would be incomplete. For example, when man needs to build, man needs bricks, sandstone, cement, and a variety of other things. However, the building would be incomplete without me. By cutting me up and using my meat, doors, windows, frames, cabinets, roofs, and all other types of things are made. Thereafter, I am again needed to make things comfortable in the house. When pieces of me are used to make chairs, tables, beds, sofas, shelves, and many other things. When people feel cold during the winters, they need to burn so that they can keep themselves warm and comfortable. I am found everywhere you look, whether east, west, north, south, in forests, deserts, cities, highlands, lowlands, and everything else. I come in many varieties as well. While some of us bear fruit, others do not. There are maple trees, oak trees, pine trees, palm trees, acacia trees, and many more to mention. From those that bear fruit, People receive apples, pears, mangoes, plums, oranges, peaches, guavas, figs, olives, and many, many more. Of those that bear flowers, there are those roses, chamomile, nightgreen, sandalwood, and many more. All trees are extremely beneficial to mankind, and there is no country of the world in which we do not cover thousands of acres of land. It is especially in rural areas where people appreciate us because they build their houses from logs, light, and light fires for cooking and for warmth. The ground is my mother, and the roots travel deep into man. Animals, insects, and birds all benefit from us. We are homes to them, and all, even large factories and businesses from which people get their money, are very greatly in need of us. There is scarcely anything that does not need us. Although I appear to be one tree, I have many brothers and sisters everywhere, and we are there to serve mankind. In fact, people even have a saying about us that reads, "Look at some example of the tree that gives shade to others while itself burning in the sun."
That's a beautiful story, and it's true, the trees really do help us, like all those other people around us that we take for granted, isn't it, Noman?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And tell me, what did you learn from the story?
That we should respect everything around us.
We should.
No man. What does your name mean? Must I tell you, huh? Must I?
Yes.
What will you give me if I tell you what your name means?
Bird seeds.
I don't eat bird seeds. I eat chocolate and I eat cake.
Okay, I'll bring you a chocolate cake.
Wow, a chocolate cake! Okay. The name Noman, that's your name, is an Islamic scholar. I think that's someone who studies. And a famous Sahaba. But I'm gonna be famous one day, you know. You wanna come be famous with me?
Yes.
Okay, come, let's go. Okay, Zinira, I have to go be famous with Noman now. Ma'asalama.
And the last day, Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, Suleiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah. Islam is the guide to light up our life all the way to Jannah. With the help of the prophets as our guide, Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, Suleiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.